Hey there, it's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Indoor agriculture has certainly made headlines in recent years, from large investments to partnerships with retailers and companies like Driscoll's. But how much of this is hype and how much is here to stay? Gotham Green's co-founder and CEO Faraj Puri says he's very optimistic about the road ahead for these growing systems.
I think modern greenhouse farming has a very successful legacy of being practiced profitably in many parts of the world. Much of the technology is robust. Using an example of, say, tomatoes, for example, I don't think most consumers know this, but upwards of 60% of tomatoes that are found in retail stores in America today are grown in a greenhouse.
Puri says other greenhouse vegetables like cucumbers and bell peppers are also on the rise.
And so we believe that there is still ample opportunity for the indoor farming segment and the greenhouse growing segment to grow, not only in the US, but in many parts of the world. Because these facilities can really be located anywhere geographically, particularly in close proximity to large marketplaces, we believe there's a lot of supply chain benefits that can take cost out of the supply chain, waste, and other factors.
Gotham Greens continues to expand their greenhouse production systems across the country. You've been listening to the Farm of the Future Report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hammerich.